Morning Audio Boo, it's a VR podcast in Paul Hopkins, and today I'm responding to a money blog because it's an interesting and fascinating topic. I will say at the outset that I'm not just responding because he's talking about me, although that's very, very complimentary and a bonus. But no, it's really kind. But we're talking about branding, okay? So those colours are nailed to the mast. I'm not just responding because a money blog is talking about me per se. But clearly, you know, there's one of those boos that you keep because it's very encouraging and stuff. But we're talking about branding. And I'll talk about, there's two polar opposites of branding, really, I think. Firstly, I think it's like Marmite, in that you either love it or hate it, okay? But if we talked about branding is what it is. I mean, branding can be a good thing. So branding is you know, you affiliate to a brand, so you almost become committed to a brand. So, you know, I would, even though, for example, other services run to London, I use Virgin every week because I like their brand. I like what they do. I like what they stand for. In a general sense, you know, we can all criticise them, just as Paul pointed out, a money blog pointed out about a person. A person can have attributes, but they can still be the possessor of the seven deadly sins, for example, is the way he put it. So Virgin, I love them warts and all, because they don't have too many warts, in my opinion. The staff are always friendly. The food is always good. The trains are usually warm, but they smell sometimes if you're by the toilets. But they have a quiet coach or two. They have a choice of first or second class that you can buy, and they have discounts on first class at weekends, so you can enjoy that too. So it's something for everybody. It's a holistic kind of approach. Whereas, I don't know, I don't like, I think it's Southwestern trains, especially when you get to places like where my lovely Claire lives, or well, where her parents live, which is Swindon. They are Jobsworths, and they get on your nerves, and as soon as you see them, you expect trouble. You know, they'll do things like ticket barrier open because they're on lunch. You go through the ticket barrier without showing your ticket, without having to show your ticket. And then you come back because you forgot something, or let's get some cash. Oh, it's back through the barrier. Go through the barrier. They've come back from lunch. They close the barrier and then examine your ticket ad infinitum. That is a tosser, quite frankly. And, you know, it's a job's worth. You went for your lunch. Barrier can stay open. People can get away with murder. You come back from lunch. Oh, no, we've got to be all officious and blah, blah, blah. No, that's rubbish. So that's examples of good and bad in terms of what I associate with, say, a brand. But generally speaking, because, you know, slaves were branded, weren't they, to their masters and things like that. They had marks put on them and stuff. So branding can be bad. You can be branded with negative things, you know, that people associate with you. That can be your brand to them. But to have a consistent brand that is in a certain direction is what most of us would probably aim for. And if we stop talking about brand as a word, and instead talked about, for example, your attributes, then people would feel much more comfortable with that as a concept. So if I said, well, what are your attributes, people would say, well, the love or hate Marmite sort of approach wouldn't be so prevalent in the word attribute, if we were talking about what someone's attributes were. But the branding is a holistic thing, really, isn't it? It can be good or bad. It usually is the whole of you, or the whole of a company, or whatever, or who you associate yourself to, or particular topics you associate yourself to, or particular attributes you associate to. It is really called the brand. There is not really another word for it, but I'm trying to think of one so that other people could maybe come in on it and sort of say, yeah, those are someone's, that's what I see of someone, their persona even, the things that you see about them, that they generally are, their consistencies or inconsistencies or whatever. So yeah, it's interesting. It's really interesting. And that's what I think about branding. I think that I am very comfortable with the term branding, but only because I seek to be who I am. I think I practice the who I am, as it were. And it's interesting, again, that on my blog, Paul mentioned sort of a religious sort of context, and that, you know, as he put it, for all I know, he could have been a lout. I love that, lout. Oh, please, let me speak Irish for the day. I love the Irish accent. And, you know, it's a little fucking lout, you know, that kind of thing. No, I never was really. I mean, but I did have that experience, you know, became a Christian and stuff like that. But for me, it was an obvious move, if you will, because it suited my personality type. And, you know, I always have more questions than answers. I love questions. I treasure questions. And so early on in life, I had questions about where we're headed, why we're here, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, it's not a religious topic as such, but that is very much a part of my life. But I would agree less, for example, if it were said of me that I was wholesome. You know, I'm not always, I'm not perfect. You get me, warts and all, really. You know, I make mistakes. I'm not perfect. I'm irrational sometimes. I overthink sometimes. There's all sorts of stuff that is me. But generally speaking, I like my brand. And certainly in terms of the name, VI Podcasting, we've talked about this before. That is my brand. Everything comes under that banner. People could look at anything that VI Podcasting does, even out of context, just one boo or whatever, and hopefully they would get an idea of who I am. There may be a photo of me doing something that accompanies the thing that would see me smiling or enjoying something or whatever. The same with Foursquare, the same with Twitter, the same with Facebook. You will get consistency. And I pride myself on that, but I don't always think I've overly sought to work that in. It's just become a practice. So then practice becomes a perfection. It sort of becomes something that you aspire to, yeah? And I think that's probably where I'm at, really. So by no means am I putting myself up as a perfect example of a perfect person, but I certainly would put myself up definitely as saying that I'm comfortable with my brand. I'm comfortable with my persona. I'm comfortable with my attributes, and I put up with my weaknesses. Yeah, that's me, and I'll speak to you all soon. Bye-bye.